begin the current daf and the Shabbos daf Samach Tes. We begin on the base. We begin the Tes of Maslis. It begins the words of the Gemara. Hamani, who is this? It's Munbas. He's going like Munbas. Tes comes to explain. If according to Abaya, if a chiv of a carbon is when you're deliberate regarding the lav and regarding the shvuah, and you're shagal only regarding the carbon, according to the Rabbanon of Munbas. That is the Gemara from Abaya. To the Emir Bichon, who says generally that for the chiv of carbon you could even have when you're hazed b'lav, he agrees, but by shvuah is bitui, that the liability is only going to be for carbon if you're shagal by the lav. And you're not going to have a chiv of carbon if, let's say, you're shagal only by the carbon itself. That the Gemara from Abaya, we say clearly by a shagal on shvuah is bitui l'sha'avar. That if he says, I know that it's forbidden, but I just don't know it's chayiv or carbon is chayiv. But the Gemara answers like a tzitzit masel is going on. Oh, Hamani, who's that going like? That's going like munbas. But really, Abaya is not contradicted, and Rabbi Yechon would agree. By shvuah bita, you need to be a shagag in the lav. Now, Pesach Bekoinis Rashi explains because of the Rabban and the pligim munbas. Because in contrast, the Rabban who disagree with munbas, lo yashkechan shegagas shvuah bita l'shava. You're right. The Braisa only found one way of describing this halacha, which we thought is going to contradict Abaya. We said, no, it's going like Mumbas. And that's how Rashi says. But really, Abaya, who's going in Rabbi Yechon, who's going in the Rabbanon, that actually they're not going to have a case of a liability of erroneous oath of utterances for past tense. And because of Mesef, because Rabbanon of Mumbas, they hold like Kribishmol, Dom Meshwuz, that he says in Mesef Meshwuz, they're in the Chayv, Ela Lassalabi Resh, Wiz Bid, only has liability in the future if I will eat or I won't eat. And not regarding the past. But the Hikshur, Rabbi Eliezer ben Shmuel, he asks, how can you say this? There are Rabbanan de Mumbas. Who's the Rabbanan de Mumbas? As we have in the Bryce in the previous stuff. It's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva mechayev behed yalashav b'shvuiz paragimel. Rabbi Kiva explicitly is quoted that he disputes Rabbi Shmuel, and he holds that there is a chiva shvuiz b'tel shava. How could you say, how can you actually say that the Rabbanan, which is Rabbi Kiva, would hold that there's no liability of shvuiz b'tel shava? Now, that's one question Taisa has on Rashi. But then, additionally, Taisa says, there's another version that Rashi quotes, which is Burdenar Gemara's in parentheses. Mashal says it's not part of the Gemara. But that Gerasa says in the Gemara that the Gemara says that actually, who's the Tana of the Braisa? The Braisa wants to say it's Mumbas. And that this text of the Gemara asks, wait a second, Mumbas is obvious. If Kalter Kula Mumbas says the Shagaga and the carbon is considered Shagaga, so here, Shvuah Bita, which is a chiddush that you bring a carbon even a lav, for sure that the shigas carbon would be a shkaga. Why would the Braisa have to say it specifically around Shvuah Bita? Rather, says the Gemara, you're right, it's going in the Rabbanan. Obviously, it's the reputation of Abaya. We see that even the Rabbanan agree with Shvuah Bita that actually a shigaga and the carbon would be considered a shkaga. Now, according to this Gersa, the Gemara concludes that actually Rabbi Yechonon maintains his position in the Rabbanan. That yeah, you could be hazed by lav and still be chayav achatas how because you can be shkaga in the carbon. Like Mumbas always holds, Rabban agree in the context of Shvuah Bita. Now, Tais actually says, although Rashi doesn't like that interpretation, Tais says like that version of the Gemara Muchach b'Shvuah Paragimel. It's actually obvious like that version of the Gemara from the Gemara Shvuah that Chafav and Amad Beis. Because the Amad the Gemara brings with it Abayim and Rav Rav Nachman. Rav asks Rav Nachman, is that what Shigas Bita l'Shava? He asked this exact question. What's a past tense oath of utterances? So Amalei said to him, "Kugain Damer." For example, he says, "Yodei ani shashvuah zasur." He says, "I know this oath I'm taking is forbidden." Avol ein yodei im chayiv la carbon lav. He says, "And I don't know, however, if it's a liability of carbon or not." On that apparently, he asks him, "Come on, which Tanuk opinion you're going like?" So he says, "Kumumbas like Mumbas." And that he says, "No." Meaning that was part of the question. Mashani says, "Not full time Rabban." You could even say that this is going like Rabban. Although you're right, generally in the whole Torah they don't hold like Mumbas, and the whole that Shagaga in the carbon is not going to be considered Shagaga when you're deliberately regarding the lav. Here they agree that there is going to be a chiddush of carbon, even though the Shagaga was only the carbon. Because it's a chiddush. So you see explicitly, like the maskana of the gears that Rashi rejects, that we see that when you, even if you deliberate the lav, with the Shagaga in the carbon, the Rabbanu would agree that's considered a liability for a carbon under Shvuah. So you see, actually, explicitly, like that Gersa. Now, but then, Taisa addresses Mashik, Shubakunsha, said that with this, that Rashi has a difficulty. And he says, wait a second. The difficulty is that the Gemara asked that if it's going like Mumbas, the reason why the Gemara rejects it and says like Drabban, it can't be like Mumbas, is obvious. When it's not a Chiddush, he says that the Shugog in the carbon could be a Chib of the carbon. For sure, when it's a Chiddush in the carbon, that for sure could be. So that, so therefore, according to that interpretation, Rashi says, my pshita, well, why would that be so obvious? It'd be like mumbaz. And therefore he rejects and he says, no, it's like the Gears that says it is like mumbaz. Well, how come Ashmalon? What do we mean? This is a big chiddush is telling us. Avagav the Bayam, although in generally the shagaga of olav is havashgaga, not only in the shagaga and the carbon as mumbaz, it's even a negative prohibition. If you made an error in the lav, it would be considered shagaga. Hachalav shagaga he, here that would not be by the shvuz be to consider as a shagaga. Why not? Mishum the adam shvubin, and we need a person to be in a conscious state to be chayiv for the carbon. Here, where if he doesn't know that this is forbidden when he's saying the words, so that would be considered as an oinus. He wouldn't be adam mishvur. So therefore, Rashi says it's not a double pashut. So that's a chiddush to say that even so, if he's chugging the carbon, that would be a way that would be chayiv carbon. But to tell you that the classic way of being chugging the love would not work over here. That's what it would be teaching us according to Mumbas. Rashi doesn't like the fact that the Gemara is asking pshit. To which Taisa says, La Pirchi. That's not a difficulty. Because the Imasham Ha Itzrach, that was why the Brisa needed to tell us. That specifically, it wants to tell you that only if the Shkog is in the carbon, it's the Shkog, but not when you're Shkog in the Lav. But if that was what the Brisa was coming to tell us, and then listening behind you, then it should have said explicitly that it says in the Pasuk of the Mishavu, the person has to be in his state of consciousness when he's making the Shavua. Pradla on this, that excludes if he was unawares. So therefore, if that's the Chiddush of the Brisa, then they should have said that was the main point. They say, yes, and here it's not going to help Shkaga Balab, because that would make you a lack of other Mishavua, Pradla on this. And rather than the fact that it doesn't say that, it just says that the Shkaga and the carbons make you chayiv, the Mashma sounds like Zatisis, the Shiga is carbon aslashmina. It's coming to tell us in the liability of being a shag in the carbon, Shashma Shkaga that's considered a shagi, that according to you, to Mumbaz, is not a chiddush at all, because Kala Tara Kula, where it's not a chiddush, he says it is, show over here, and therefore that's why it is appropriate like that, Gersa, to reject it and say it cannot be going like Mumbaz, has to be going like Rabbanan, which is a refutation of a Abaye. Now, but Umil Kasha, but what does bother Taisis is, but as we're saying, that's the correct Gersa, that Abaye is ultimately refuted from this Braisa. But Tais is bothered. Balavach Braisa. Forget about a Braisa. Have a Muslim if a Rabbi. You could ask an Abaye, Mimas need the Shavuos, when Mishnah Sef the Shavuos. Because the Mishnah there says, the Mechai Rebbe Kiva Shavuos Beitel Shavar. Rebbe Kiva holds that one is liable for saying an oath regarding what was in the past. Let's say I swear I didn't eat. And he really did eat. Now the thing is, V'lei Mishkachas La'ilm Kein Hezim Balav. The only way you could have that halacha of a Shavuos Beitel Shavar is only if he was deliberate regarding the prohibition of it. Because, like we said, if he was shugging the lav, so he was an oinus. He wasn't adam b'shvua. So therefore, why is the Gemara asking the Abaye from the Braisa? You can ask from the Mishnah. So Alkei Nira, so rather, now Taisa retracts now. He says, therefore, it would seem, Kepir Shabbein Shmuel. The way Shabbein Shmuel, that we quoted in the previous Taisas, that Rabbein Eliezer had asked him on the Gears of Rashi, that the conclusion was, according to Abaye, that the Rabban hold that there's not going to be a liability on the for a carbon, on a shugas carbon, which that Rabban is Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva explicitly says in Masechta Shavuos that there's going to be a liability for carbon on a shvi'is v'dilei sha'avar. Now, how are you going to have that if he doesn't hold that you have a shkag on the carbon? So Shehesh, he responded to him, he says, L'Rabban, according to Rabban, on the shugas carbon, lav shma shkaga, that you're right, you can't say that's the shkaga, as we explained in this braisa, which we're saying is going like mumbaz. So what would that mean? That the shkaga was for the shvuz bitul shavah, can't be in the carbon. Mishkaga shigas shvuz bitul shavah. He says we're going to have this case of an error of the utterance of the oath from the past. Kagoin shiyideh shvuz rasur. Yeah, he knows that this oath is forbidden, so he's conscious. So adam shvur. Aval ein yideh shish balav, but he doesn't know that there's a negative prohibition. Meaning, as Taisa explains, aval sabi shish ba isra say. Meaning, yes, he knows it's forbidden, but he doesn't know the negative prohibition. He thought it's a positive commandment, which is. Therefore, you can't do it on the force of a mitzvah say. So, therefore, v'chashav shapad meshubin, he says, he's considered that he's conscious of what he's doing. He just doesn't know the extent of it in the lav itself, and therefore, that would be the case according to Rabbi Kiva. And v'chay mochach b'shvuah, so it's obviously in the Gemara. Shvuah over there, the ma'ad meshvuah le'memayit, we don't exclude from this adam meshvuah, el kesav v'shav shvuah, shem emes nishma. Only if, let's say, when he's taking the oath, he really thinks that he's saying the truth, he's totally not conscious of the fact that's not the way he's saying it. You're going to tamid the Rav, like the Gemara brings the students of Rav. They're mamash the beid hachim Rav b'chulu. One student swore that for sure Rav said like this. Other one said, I swear, the other one said like this. Which the Gemara explains whether they were honest in the shvu because they really did not recall the facts of the story. But when he knows what he's saying is forbidden, he just doesn't know the extent that like it's a lav, that would be included in the adam shvu and he would be chayiv as a carbon. So Hilkach, therefore, according to this interpretation, we could have the girsa like Rashi prefers. That Hamani, that the Gemara does conclude that Mumbas who, that it is Mumbas, and there was not a difficult on Bayah. Why? Why is that the conclusion? Because the Rabbana, according to Rabbana, and Havalei the Misni, the words should have said in the Braisa, Ben Yidem Chayov Nalel Lav, that I don't know if I'm reliable on Lav, because that's the only way, like we said, according to the Rabbana, which would be Kiva, that you'd be Chayav a carbon, and not if I don't know that it's a carbon. And therefore, Tais has to conclude about who the Shavuos. So, what's with the Gemara and Shavuos, which one of the questions Tais had on Rashi? The boy Minei Rav and Rav Nachman. Rav had asked from Rav Nachman that how can you have Shavuos be Lusha Avra? And Rav Nachman said it's, for example, Yishagim a carbon, the Hezeb Balav. So, he's even according to Rabbanan that would create a liability for carbon. So, Tais a plika the Bayah that disagrees with the Bayah holds that according to Rabbanan you would be Potter Yishagim a carbon, and they hold that you'd be Chayv. So, Tais about Rashi that Rashi liked the Girsa. Like we have in our Gemara, that it's only according to Mumbaz that one is Chayav Shavuos Bitul Shava, and that's the way Rashi interprets it, which was Nishaga Bakarban, Yehazim Bidalab. But according to Rabbana, yeah, you're not going to have the Shavuos Bitul for the past. On that place, he's bothered. What do you mean? Who's Rabbana Mumbaz? That's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva explicitly in Mesechta Shavuos says, you are Chayav Bakarban on Shavuos Bitul Shava, which again, Taisa at the end is going to explain. But that was one question the way Rashi says. Additionally, Taisa asks, and explicitly, Mesechta Shavuos from Nachman and Rabba, they said that there's a Chayav carbon when you haze a balab and you shug a carbon. So there in the beginning, because of these questions, Taisa wanted to actually conclude like the other gear so that Rashi rejects. That even Kurt Rabbanon, yeah, actually there would be a liability of Shavuos Mitzvah Shava, like these two rice that says broad, when you shug a carbon and you haze a balab. But Taisa had a problem with that gear too. Because forget about asking from the Braisa. The Gemara should ask from the Mishnah Mesechta Shavuos then. So Rebbe Kiva holds you can be chayav a carbon when you're shagav a carbon, he's a balab, but Shavuos Bitul. So actually, Taisa retracted and he actually says like Rashi's Girsa and explained that the truth is that you're right. Even if you're shagav a carbon, one would not be chayav like the way Abaye said it. However, you could still have, as Rebbe Kiva is on record, to be chayav a carbon and Shavuos Bitul, Shavar, for example, when he knows that this oath is forbidden, but he doesn't know that it's a lav. And yeah, Rabbi the son of Shavuos, that according to Rabban would be even on. When you shug a carbon, that would disagree with that of Abai. Ksenon explains the Masechta begins with the Gemara. He does enough to stay alive. Ksenon explains is that also regarding the permissibility of him walking at Shabbos more than the 2,000 tchum on Shabbos, where the Gemara brought if someone gets lost in the desert, he doesn't know which day is Shabbos, it counts 6 days, and the seventh day he keeps it Shabbos. Now, every single day might be Shabbos, so he only is allowed to do malacha enough to stay alive, because that might be Shabbos. Ksenon says that's only going to do malacha. But to walk, Yochel Kamashir, he's allowed to walk as much as he wants, even more than the 2,000 Amat Tchum. And Rak B'yem Shemeshumer. Besides the day that he has designated to be his Shabbos, that day he can't walk more than the 2,000 Amat Tchum. As Taisa explains, the Olavach, because he never let him walk more than 2,000 Amas, he's never going to get back to inhabited land, and we don't want him to be stranded and deserted forever. So because of that, we allow him to walk what's quote not his Shabbos, the one the day that he designated to walk as much as he wants to walk. But then Tais says about the Kama. Then this is the Gemara asks, but my Minker, the what's recognizable to quote the Shabbos of every day. But Malach as the Gemara concludes even on his designated Shabbos. So the Gemara says, oh, okay, it's because of Kiddush Abdel. What do you mean? What's the question? It's recognizable on the day that's quote his Shabbos. He's not walking more than 2,000 Amos. So Tais now Mishum de'inze heker Shabbos. That wouldn't be considered as recognition that Shabbos b'mashu yeshem in the halach. That he's sitting, he's not doing anything. That's not a proof. Could be he's just lazy that day. Could be he's just tired out. And therefore, the Gemara didn't give that as an answer. Or actually, what you could say is that that the day that he's keeping a Shabbos, actually, you also could walk 2,000 Amos then also. Oh, so the Hashem, like Minkel, but Gedushin, now we understand why the Gemara said that what's recognizable, that yeah, every single day, even the day that he keeps a Shabbos, he's allowed to walk 2,000 Amos because we want him to get out of here. And therefore, that's what the Gemara said, that's only recognizable, the difference that you make Kiddush Amdol on that day, and whereas every single day you could do as much malacha to survive, and you could walk as much as you want. That's the interpretation from Harav Peres.